views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, April 22nd, 2014, number 76. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, audio graded, and you can hear us while we replay throughout the weekend on W4CY, K4HD Radio, and hopefully very soon, iHeartRadio.com 24/7. More information, listen to us on our replay, www.yoandrewnts.com, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Tree Geo. Email yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind listening to me.
When I first heard that she was coming, I kind of like was joking around in my class, like, stood up and was like, oh, what if I asked her to prom? It actually was talked about so much that I got to the point where the administration heard about it. He was just like, we can't, it's going to be inappropriate, we don't really want anything like that. He did a lot of hard work and probably a lot of, you know, spent a lot of time getting Miss America to our school, you know, so I completely understand why they were, you know, frustrated with that.
And he did it anyway. What a shame. He did it anyway. Who am I talking about? Well, apparently I'm talking about Patrick Farms, a 18-year-old high school student in Pennsylvania who decided to ask Miss America, Nina Dalvaluri, to the prom. And, well, she ended up declining and then all of a sudden ended up hearing that this young boy broke the rules. I know some of you are sitting there going, what the heck is he talking about now? Come on, is it over yet? Everyone was thinking about the World Fair today, 50 years ago. I wasn't born 50 years ago. Surely I was not. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Clinton Skalke, my producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. My father, spectating Teddy Giordano. I'm your host, Joe Andrew. Welcome to the program. Howard Forrest, my phone screener, is moving. He's moving away. He's moving all the way to California. Nah, I'm kidding. He's moving in Brooklyn. He's moving to his new place. And we want to give him some moving advice. When you cook the TV guide dinner, microwave it to what the box tells you to. Because, believe me, I was in college for a long time, Howard. And let's just say that a lot of my microwave meals didn't work out the way planned. No, I actually never ate microphone meals. I think those are disgusting. And they're actually, it's like eating the box. Okay, if I'm going to eat a microphone. Losing my mind. If I'm going to eat a microwave meal, I might as well just cut the box up into pieces, put some dressing on it, and eat it. See, Howard, I already gave you a lesson. Learn how to cook, okay? Watch the cooking channel, read the book, cooking books, how to make a lobster, you know? Watch Ms. Doubtfire a little bit. And did you hear that they're making a Ms. Doubtfire 2? Oh, why are they doing that? And I know I should be saving the Ms. Doubtfire conversation for next week during our box office number conversation end of the month. I just got to get off my chest. Why are they making a second one? Now, the morning mashup on SiriusXM made a theory that Robin Williams' new show, The Crazy People, got canceled. He's starting to lose money, and now he should come out and agree with the producers. We are going to make this movie. And I don't know why they're making this movie. It's an absolute waste of money. And yeah, it's going to hit 60, 70 million. I might be wrong. Might hit 100 million. Might hit a whopping 10 million. I can't really judge how much money it's going to make. I just don't understand. No one looks like they're signing on to it. Unless, you know what I'm thinking? This is what they're going to do. Believe it or not. Miss Doubtfire, after doing that television show, it'll be 20 years later since the movie did come out, actually. All the kids grew up. The show's starting to get ratings decline. They fire him. And he ends up working for some police, a police station. And he ends up being a spy, like Big Mama's House. That sounds like a good plot. That sounds like something they might look into. Unless he babysits someone else. But if he's a big television star and everyone knows who he is. Unless they never said anyone knew he was playing a woman. When he got the TV deal and he was around the end of the movie. He never said, well, people know who I am. People think Miss Doubtfire is a woman. And they made it into a show like Mr. Rogers. Who knows? Enough of that. Okay, so back to the young kid who broke the rules. How could he do such a thing? Oh my goodness. I'm kidding. His name is Patrick Favre, and he is 18 years old. In his classroom, he was talking to students, and this Pennsylvania high school got their hands on Miss America 2014, Nina DeVolery. And he was talking to his friends and talking to people of what happens if I was able to ask her out to my prom. And we are seeing that trend in so many ways, especially with social network and the internet. We see a local girl here in New York City who asks a giant player to the prom. He said yes. We saw the young man who made that viral video asking Kate Upton, Sports Illustrated cover bathing suit girl, who's now all over the dang place, especially in that new movie. That's what started it all. Now everyone's asking. So maybe I should call up Selena Gomez and say, Selena, you want to come to the prom with me? Even though my prom was a very long time ago. It was. I'm not lying to you. So he goes. And even though the administration of the school heard what he wanted to do, and the school said, no, we don't want you to do this. We feel it's inappropriate. We don't want this to happen. Well, Miss America is on stage, and she's speaking to the students in the auditorium. Here comes Patrick Favre with the flower, danced right in front of the whole audience, shouted it out. Will you go to the prom with me? And people are wooing and they're cheering. Now, I already told you he broke the rules. And what happens when you break the rules? The school suspended him for 3 days. 3 days he was suspended for just because he decided to ask Miss America to the prom. Now, Miss America came out on her Facebook page, Miss America Organization, and she, quote, yesterday, a student invited me to prom and gave me a flower while I was giving a presentation in York, Pennsylvania. I was flattered by the gesture, although I am unfortunately unable to attend due to my travel schedule. I later learned of the disciplinary action taken and reached out to the school in hopes that they will reconsider their decision, DeVolery wrote, Miss America 2014. Every news outlet's kind of on the same page. Yeah, do you think suspension was the right thing to do? Probably not. But every news outlet I've been hearing has come out and said this. Well, he was told not to do it. He was told not to do it. And he shouldn't have done it. And he went and he did it anyway. Now, let's go back into my high school days really quickly. Because I feel my high school days can relate to this. First off, my prom, I didn't have a good time. I was with, you know, about six of my friends, many of them I don't even talk to no more, sadly. It didn't go the way I planned it, and by the end of the night, I was eating crackers in my kitchen. It wasn't the best time of my life, if only I had a radio show at that time, even though Yo Andrew came 6 months later. Wow. in my classroom, there was always those group of kids who you call the jocks, you might call the class clowns, or I used to call the ignorant losers, who later on would realize what they did was obnoxious and childish and wrong. And you always had that guy who always felt he had to be more superior than everyone else, who had to go up and do something that the school didn't want him to do. Believe me, we've seen that before. If you have a concert, and even though the school said, we don't want you to stand up, here's a good example. In the auditorium, we would have bands and talent show. Okay, I got it. In high school, we have a talent show, and the administration and the teachers, they never wanted you to stand up. And I don't know why they did not want you to stand up. And students stood up anyway. They're dancing, they're cheering. Some people even put someone on their shoulders. They don't want people to stand up because it ends up becoming a hazard, actually. Because now you have all these people standing, and soon enough they're crowd surfing and having a celebration. Now, were any of these kids suspended? No. But again, I'm talking about a talent show to Miss America. And now, I don't know who Patrick Forbes is. I don't know if Patrick Forbes, the 18-year-old who came up and said, would you go to prom with me, Miss America? I don't know if he was that type of class clown. I don't know if he was someone like me who, I really like Miss America. I think she's beautiful, and many girls have not said yes to me, and I feel Miss America would really make my day. So yes, I want to go ask Miss America, and I know it sounds crazy, but this is the only way to do it. And where do you see this in a lot of movies, right? You see this in movies where, well, this is the only way I'm going to get to my favorite artist, and then by the end of the movie, they get together and they kiss for like 5 seconds. So we see this a lot. We see this all the time. See, I don't know who this guy is. Now, for America to come out and say it was harsh, Miss America, you don't know this guy either. Again, if I'm in my classroom and I'm saying, well, of course Patrick did this, he would do this. He thinks he's a class clown who's trying to get attention. So for Miss America to come out on Facebook and say, well, I think this was the wrong thing to do. Well, this kid did this. He knew what he was doing. He was doing it for attention. He was doing it for laughs and giggles. He wanted to be the cool guy. And said, cool. Yeah, I'm cool, man. I'm going to have Miss America. Okay? You know what he is. Mr. Cool. No rules, no laws, no problem. And of course, you know, Dippy Andrew over there who follows everything gets crap. So don't give me this. Oh, but again, Patrick Ford might be a nice kid who might, you know what? I feel Miss America is a beautiful girl. I'm a big fan of her. My family is. I want to go out. I want to ask her out to prom. Everyone's been doing it online. It's a new thing. I want to do it too. So I look at it like this. I look at it where before we even look at the whole suspension, we should look at why he did it. We should sit there, we should look at why he did it. Before he even did the suspension. I don't care if it's rules. If he's a nice kid and he was just, I mean, alright. If it was like 4 to 5 people jumping onto her and they were trying to touch her, trying to hurt her, then yeah, we had to make some suspension. Because what is a high school suspension? A suspension is like you being fined or being fired from a job. It teaches a lesson around a environment. It teaches a lesson for why you should not do it either. That's kind of a disciplinary action of, this is why you should not do it. Because if you do this, consequences. Now this young guy might have, come on. You don't have to teach me a lesson. I'm a good kid. I got good grades. Why are you suspending me for? I didn't do anything wrong. I really like this woman. Or you might actually have to suspend this kid and teach him a lesson because he thinks he's Mr. Cool. But we don't know who Patrick is. The only way for me to know who Patrick is if I get him on my program and I speak to Patrick. Now, Miss America, of course she's going to look at this situation. Oh my God, sweetie. Sweetie's been suspended. Well, Miss America, and I'm not going anything against Miss America, but do you know who this guy is? Do you believe that he should have been suspended or not? But you don't know who this guy is. So I feel that we should have really looked at this in a way where, okay, he's a good kid. He didn't mean any harm. The school told him to, but you know what? The school's not going to stop me from show him my love. So I'm going to go and I'm going to ask this girl out to my prom. And that's what it is. I don't think the administration to make this to think that they're teaching people a lesson when they're not, because this kid should not be the example. Miss America shouldn't have came out and said, well, this was wrong just because of the situation. News outlets shouldn't have went and said, well, he did break the rules, but it's love. If this was a Hollywood movie, you'd be soaking all over it. It's not a Hollywood movie. It's a young high school student. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. Do you believe the school did the right thing? Do you think the school did the right thing on suspending him without even knowing who he was and what really was his intentions? I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on one-quart perennials. Take home 4 containers for just $10. So let's wake up our flower beds without wasting any money. Choose from hardy varieties like salvia, dianthus, and more. Your savings will only grow bigger as the vibrant color returns each year. Let's do this. Spring into savings with one-quart perennials, 4 for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, selection varies by store, U.S. only. See store for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, like milk, snacks, and paper towels, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card and in-store coupon, Nice Brand facial tissue is just 99 cents, plus earn 1,000 balance rewards points on 4-pack Kraft Easy Mat cups for $2.99 with card.
Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500? Air conditioning, $1,600? If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Call 800-260-9753. 800-260-9753.
Left behind, where has Miss Piggy been anyway?
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, you might have heard the story. We're speaking about the young high school student, Patrick Farves, who asked Miss America 2014 to his prom and ended up getting suspended for 3 days. And every news outlet is pretty much on, well, he did break the rule. I am calling out an exemption if there is one. If he's a nice kid who has good grades, who, you know what, I understand the administration was coming up to get me, but I never break any rules, but I gotta break this one. She's beautiful, I want her to be mine. Alright, why do we have to suspend the kid for? No big deal. Now, on the other hand, this is a kid who's always getting in trouble, always trying to gain attention, trying to be Mr. Cool. Well, then you gotta make a lesson out of him. Some might criticize me of giving out a double standard to a nice kid. Well, I'm looking at it from a Hollywood perspective. Because this is something that you would see in Hollywood. Some famous person comes to your school and you want to get to meet them. And you'll go backstage or you'll get tickets that ends up being fake. But you end up going through another obstacle and you get to see the person you love anyway. That's how I see it. Miss America goes out on Facebook and says that shouldn't have happened. I think it's a little bit harsh, but we don't even know who the kid is. We cannot make a decision or an opinion unless we actually know who the kid is. And I don't think anyone, even my program, is going to go all out to try to figure out who he is. But by the end of the day, the kid's suspended. By the end of the day, someone might learn from it. Someone might not know from it. Well, do you think that the high school it was too harsh on him? 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. And you can email me, YoAndrew at YoAndrewNTS.com, and you can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. And if you feel that he should not be suspended, or maybe feel he should have been suspended, it's your time. You're the callers. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. It's amazing how a lot of these students come out and asking famous stars and models to prom. Some of them say yes. Some of them say no. If I had to ask someone to the prom, who would I ask? It's a good question. I didn't bring anyone to the prom. I should have. I didn't. I guess because I was friends with so many different girls that I felt like if I took someone to the prom, I'll end up, you know, being with her the whole time, but I want to be with other friends. Senior year from high school to this day, I was always an all-around guy. It was senior year, though, where I just started to talk with so many different groups and so many different people. That's the way it was. I want to speak with this person, I want to speak with this person, I want to speak with this person, I want to speak with... I just felt if I have a date, I got to be with her, and then I have to buy her dress, and then I got to focus on her. Where if you're not my girlfriend, I'm not in love with you, okay, I want to be with my friends. And that's what I did during prom. I was with the group I came with, and then I was with my friends Chelsea's group and my friend Callie's group. And I was just jumping around, dancing with this person. And you want to dance? Of course I'm going to dance. I'm not being, not being chained here. So I'm jumping all over the place. So for me to ask someone famous, that would be great. Who would I ask, though? Top of my head, I have no clue. I did not write that down. I have no idea who I would ask. Top of my head, who do I like? Probably have to go with some childhood. All right, Candace Cameron. There we go. That would be nice. Candace Cameron, DJ Full House. I think she's beautiful now. I think she's stunning back then. I hate those episodes of Full House where she always talked about how ugly she was. Like, what are you looking at? You are a beautiful girl. My God, even though we are years apart, please take me to prom. Take me to prom, please. It's probably that's who I would ask. And I don't think she would say yes either. Why would I want all that attention, though? I mean, you walk in there and everyone's coming up to you and, yo, Andrew, I mean, I think it's going to be more awkward for Candace and in this situation, more awkward for Miss America than me. Why would I want all that attention on me for? And what do you think I'm going to get at the end of the night? I'm going to get a kiss on the cheek. If anything, she might run out, drop her shoe, and have to go find her. Even though I already know who she is, so well, there goes the whole investigation. 855-712-YNTS. We're speaking about the young high school student who got suspended for 3 days because he asked Miss America out to the prom during an assembly, and the school told him not to do it. What do you think? Do you think the school was too harsh, and why? 855-712-YNTS. So Candace Cameron, she, who I would ask, but like I said, I wouldn't want anyone to be looking at me and give me all this attention. I'd like to go in there, you know, have my punch water, have the food and top in the limo and have a fun night. I don't think I would put myself in a situation where I would want all that attention on me. It's that simple. Here in this program, I can contact any famous person I want. I could. Some are going to say no. Some are going to say, wow, let's do this. I'm not going to bring on someone famous for attention. I'm going to bring someone on because, well, I want to talk to them and I want to have a conversation. I want to show my feelings out. I want to ask them questions. And I want them to give me answers. If I bring the President of the United States on this program, it won't be for attention. It'll be because, well, I have a lot of hard feelings. And I want to speak to the President about it. And if he wants to come on, he can. If I'm going to a prom, I don't think I want to take Candace Cameron, not because of her, not even because of, probably, yeah, it's true, because of her status. And I feel I wouldn't want to put her in that situation either. Come on. You walk into prom, everyone's looking at you, it's all over the news, everyone's going to be paparazzi, and now with social networks, oh my goodness. When I, senior year, we had a flip phone and it worked out. You make a call, you send a text, it took forever to send one. I didn't get my first smartphone till the second semester junior year of college. So you're talking senior year of high school. We're talking about 2008. Facebook didn't boom until that summer. Now, everyone's taking pictures. Everyone's a critic. Everyone's paparazzi. Some people are going to love you. Some people are going to hate you. Why would you want to be in that situation? I mean, yeah, I love Candace Cameron. I love her acting. I think she's beautiful. We have contacted her people on this program to speak with her about her book and about what she's done and how Full House and her acting career has reflected on her family views. Sadly enough, her people never got back to me. Well, one person did, and they directed my message, and I never got anything back. I don't really think I want to take Candace Cameron to my prom, but I would love to have her on the program. I don't think it has anything to do with giving attention. 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can tweet me. Where are my Twitter fiends out there? I know you all got smartphones. You win the tweet. Why not? 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. It's one of those small stories. It really is. Some people heard, some people didn't hear. It's got to be awesome, though, that you become famous. I mean, this young kid that become semi-famous. Maybe not for the right reason. Surely not for the wrong one either. I mean, you ask Miss America out and she ends up saying no. Well, she didn't say no in a bad way. She said no in a good way. She, it was a sweet, but no. Not today. All right, fine. Whatever you say, Miss America. Truthfully, I didn't even know who Miss America was until now. So at least now I do know who she is. And she looks like a very sweet woman. And of course, anyone who admits Miss America should not be a bad person. Let's go into that story of the New York Giant player. Because this just recently happened. And like I said, this has been a trend. Yeah, Steve Weatherford, the God, see, Howard's probably laughing at me. I should know who Weatherford is. Kicker, punter. I'm going to have to bring Howard on. Howard. Get Howard. Howard. Steve Weatherford. He's the kicker or the punter?
He is the punter for the New York Giants.
You're probably sitting there like doing like a face palm. Like, Andrew, what are you doing out there? Stop this now. Well, now, Steve Weatherford, a Bayonne high school senior, loves Steve Weatherford and asked Steve Weatherford to, can you come to my prom? And he said yes. And the best part about it is he's got a wife and kids and she's got a boyfriend. And the whole, and both sides agree that this is fine. So she'd rather go with Steve Weatherford than her own boyfriend. Can you believe that, Howard?
That's understandable, because if you follow Steve Weatherford on Instagram, you know, he's a pretty decent-looking guy.
Well, I mean, from looking at pictures of him right now, he, you know, with the sunglasses on and everything, he looks like a pretty handsome guy, and I would love to go with him to prom also. Yeah, imagine the attention that will bring. So there you have it. It's a whole trend. Would I do it? No, I would not ask him to the prom. I wouldn't want to do that to the person I'm with, and I wouldn't want to do it to myself, even though it would definitely make awesome yearbook pictures. Not going to lie about that. When I come back on the Orange News Talk Show, we end off our program with Sound Clip of Wisdom. We are playing a clip that we haven't played in almost 2 years, and we're almost to that date where it's going to be the 2-year anniversary where we ended my college radio program, and we ended it on a good note. We played, to end off that program, enough before Sound Clip of Wisdom even existed, Back to the Future, the end of the Back to the Future trilogy, where Doc, the character, the doctor who, you know, creates a time machine and brings him back to the future and from the future, he, of course, makes the famous line, "No one knows their future. Only you can make your future, so make it a good one." And I'm stunned that I never played it on this show, but I'm glad I'm going to get to play it, especially we haven't played this clip in almost 2 years. Sound Clip of Wisdom, if you still want to call in and you want to share your feelings on the story, the young student being suspended for 3 days just because he acted on Miss America, do you think it was the right thing for the school to do, even though they did tell him the rules? 855-712-9687, 855, well, what am I saying here? 855-712-YNTS, don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Right now, the Home Depot has a special buy on one-quart perennials. Take home 4 containers for just $10. So let's wake up our flower beds without wasting any money. Choose from hardy varieties like salvia, dianthus, and more. Your savings will only grow bigger as the vibrant color returns each year. Let's do this.
Spring into savings with One Quart Perennials, four for just $10. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Must plus last selection varies by store. U.S. only. See store for details.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, like milk, snacks, and paper towels, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card and in-store coupon, Nice Brand facial tissue is just 99 cents. Plus, earn 1,000 balance rewards points on 4-pack Kraft Easy Mat cups for $2.99 with card.
Did you know the average cost to replace a transmission is $2,500? Air conditioning, $1,600? If your car has less than 125,000 miles and is 2002 or newer, AutoSave Go offers affordable coverage that can save you thousands in auto repair bills. Call AutoSave Go right now for a free, no-obligation quote. Mention this radio ad and get free 24-hour roadside assistance with your coverage. Call 800-260-9753. 800-260-9753.
Awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
We tip our hats. We're almost done with another Yo Andrew News Talk show. God, I've been doing this 76 times. I keep wondering that to myself. One second you're doing your first one, and the next thing you know, you do 75 of them, and then they start getting repetitive. Well, nothing gets more repetitive than our sound clip of wisdom. Sound clip of wisdom, the sound clip we play to end off the program. It used to one time give our audience a conversation to have off the air, a conversation with a friend, a family member. It could be on a matter of anything. Now it's become more of a off segment conversation where you can have the conversation with me. So it's more of, after what we just spoke about through the program, the Do Not Call registry in the first hour, and students asking famous people to proms, and the recent situation of a young high schooler, we kind of change courses, and we kind of end off the program with another segment that you can talk to me about. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. You could tweet me at AndrewTweetGo. You could... Well, you can't call me up. I won't be in the studio. I won't be on the air. But you can also Facebook me, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. So there's so many ways. If you really want to talk to me and you want to speak to me, that's perfectly fine. Why not? Give me an email and I'll be glad to speak about it. This sound clip, we haven't played it in almost two years. When I left my college, I wanted to play this clip. Because I was graduating, and when you look at the future, you look at after college and your career paths and jobs and all that, you always wonder, if only I can go 2-3 years ahead of time and see where I am at. What the end of Back to the Future does is it shows you a lesson that I still believe only that particular trilogy shows you. You can make a time machine and you can go into the future and you can see what the future beholds of you. But at the end of the day, the future you see is just an idea. But that future can always change. And it changes because of you and the actions you make. So make it a good one. So when I graduated college, you know, my goal was is to make the right decisions, because if I don't, my future is not going to be a good one for me, my family, or society. Now it's almost 2 years later, and I think we've done good things so far, and I think we're going to see many more. Those of you right now who are listening, hasn't graduated college yet, or have just got into college, even if you're in that situation, not even in college, trying to find a job, trying to start a family, your future's already done with, you can still make the future a really good one. How old you are, how young you are, whatever place you're at in your life. Here's a sound clip of wisdom. It is called Your Future is What You Make It. And it's when Marty, the young high schooler who goes back into time and ends up has to fix his whole future because of things he changed after going into the time machine trying to get away from terrorists in the beginning of the first one. Here it is, sound clip of wisdom. You see Doc, who Marty thought was gone forever, comes back with one last greeting.
And Jennifer.
Doc, I thought I'd never see you again.
You can't keep a good tie down. After all, I had to come back when I died. Well, I didn't want you to be worried about me. Oh, I brought you a little souvenir. Of course it's a race!
But what does that mean?
It means your future hasn't been written yet. No one's has. Your future is whatever you make it. So make it a good one. Both of you.
We will, Doc.
Stand back. All right, boys, buckle up.
I love how Doc suddenly got two sons. I don't understand how that happened. Maybe he went to the future, picked them up, and went back. I don't know. But that's all. I'm not going to talk about why Back to the Future has the weirdest questions. You heard what he said. Make it a good one, both of you. Again, the reason why images erase is because we don't know our future yet. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. The only ones I know is you. Because you're the one that makes it. You're the one that draws your future by the actions you take. And that's what you need to do. That's why we go to school. That's why we think twice before we do something. That's why before you get into a fight or you sign a contract. That's why choosing a college is so important. Because any decision you make creates the future for yourself. And I think it's really important because sometimes a decision you make affects someone else. If you're a large company, you decide to create something, or you decide to sign a decision into law, even though someone made all the right decisions in life, they might be affected by it. And that's one thing Back to the Future doesn't teach you. You can make all the right decisions in the world. You could pick the right college. You can go and instead of going to that fight that night, you decide to stay home. By the end of the day, guess what? Believe it or not, someone else didn't make the right decision. And because of that, you're being affected. Examples? You were employed for that person, and now you lost your job. A recession hits in 2008, and now many in the country are in struggle. You, as a parent, decide hang out with the wrong people or start taking drugs or alcohol. Now you put your children into a situation when they're under poverty, being made fun of, not being able to gather the resources they need to make the right decision, to make a future. And that's what I learned since the last time I played this clip. I learned that it's not just about me making the right future for me, but it's also for everyone else. And that's why you can't be selfish. And that's why I take out my time every week for 120 minutes to give you information that you might not know about. Giving you ideas, theories, points, opinions that you never thought of. Because you might be going down a path that you shouldn't be going down into for yourself and for those around you. And that's a sound clip of wisdom. And I'm really glad that I played it because I really got to show people that I learned from it. I learned. And hopefully in the next 2 years, we can play that clip again. I never thought in a million years I would be playing that clip again on a radio program. Not just in front of one audience, but many different audiences. If you're 15 or if you're 35, if you're 60 or if you're 10. So even though Back to the Future, the movie, does raise a lot of questions, a lot of times we don't have to question it. We can learn from it. Simple as that. And that's what Back to the Future given us. Sound clip of wisdom. And if you want to tell me about it, maybe what you think the sound clip of wisdom means to you, give me an email. YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. Give me a tweet at AndrewTweetGO. Facebook us. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. If you want to take a picture, maybe draw a sign. Maybe a hashtag on the sign. Instagram @YoAndrewNTS. By doing all this, you'll be able to share your feelings and know that someone's listening. That's sound clip of wisdom. Before we go off tonight, we have a few minutes left. We want you to check out our friends at A 90s Child. A 90s Child is a brand new podcast beginning June 8th. A new episode will be posted on iTunes and YouTube at midnight. You'll be able to listen for only 15 minutes long from the stories of a young child who lived 9.5 years in Brooklyn, from the good and the bad, from the great to the ugly. Also going into nostalgia moments, many more, and trying to tell people why the 90s was not just one of the great decades, but one of the last generations to have many different things. And you can check them out, facebook.com/A90s Child. Already gained 24 likes in the past 4 hours, and we're already getting a few likes from each of our posts. So the growing number that we see on our YoAndrew Talk Show page, they are also getting, and hopefully we are helping them out. A 90s Child. And also, they already posted that they'll be doing 90s Facts Saturdays. And they already posted one fact today on their Facebook page. How Full House was going to be signed by WB11, but cast members didn't want to go along with it. And you'll be seeing a lot more of those facts throughout Saturdays. And of course, you can check out our like page, YoAndrew News Talk Show, Nostalgia Sundays, where we go all the way back, and we'll be posting a lot of World Fair pictures and articles on Sunday to promote Nostalgia Sundays, facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. And we got a lot of great other stuff going on for the program. Go on our website. You're going to be seeing the website stretch out a bit, and you'll be seeing a lot of our different sponsors and a lot of our organizations we support, their advertisements on the left and the right. A live blog written and posted by moi, that's me, right through the middle of the page. You will be able to click on any of our social networks throughout the page, and our larger and bigger banner and more pages you could click on. You'll be able to see interviews that we've had in the past, interviews we're having in the future, and so much more. The website's not changing, it is transforming, and you will be able to experience that in the next week or two. YoAndrewNTS.com, www.YoAndrewNTS.com. I want to thank my mom, my brother. Thank you, love you. I want to thank our whole crew. Howard Forrest, phone screener. Mary Clisson, Skalke, producer. Moon Summer, voiceover personality. And my father, of course, spectating. Teddy Giordano. And of course, we want to thank our guests for coming on at such short notice. We really appreciate her time with us, and we hope she can be with us in the future. Margaret Sweeney, chief of the telephone piracy section at the Office of Indiana. And of course, we want to thank you, my audience. You make the show. Twitter. All that. Keep liking us. Facebook, Twitter. All that stuff. 76 shows down. A lot more to go to number 100. Oh, I can't wait. Next Tuesday, I'll be up behind.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question. Always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Desilly is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a
positive, passionate way, this show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Torella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Torella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.